Anderson here, and welcome to this special edition of Beating Around the Bush. Beef Australia recently took over the beef capital, Rockhampton, in central Queensland. If you haven't been to this event before, it is an event like no other. It's a phenomenal event and a hive of activity. Jane and I travelled to Rockhampton to take in the event and everything beef. One of the standout events during the week was Pitch in the Paddock, a pitch competition that brought eight finalists with their ideas to change the beef industry in front of a panel of judges and an enthusiastic crowd. So in this episode, we're going to take you for a little glimpse inside the event and the ideas that were at Pitch in the Paddock. Hope you enjoy. Have you ever tried to pitch a business idea to potential investors? It's an incredibly nerve-wracking experience, especially with a five-minute time limit enforced with the crack of a stock whip. Beef Australia hosted the inaugural Pitch in the Paddock during the 2018 event, putting eight startups on stage to pitch to not just a panel of judges, but a room full of industry heavyweights. Jess Webb from Beef Australia was one of the driving forces behind the competition.
I think it's probably widely discussed how ripe the agricultural industry really is in terms of, you know, readily being able to be disrupted. Disruptive innovation is upon us, and beef, you know, it only happens every 3 years, so we should really be setting the benchmark for what's to come for the next 3 years. And we thought, let's introduce the next big ideas that might be disrupting our industry and changing the way we operate.
I know you're on the committee, but what's your daytime job besides looking after small children?
So I'm head of strategy for the Indigenous Land Corporation.
Right. So how does this all sort of marry in together for you?
Well, I just finished doing my MBA in the United Kingdom at the University of Edinburgh, and I was invited along to the global final for Pitch in the Palace, which is run by the Duke of York, Prince Andrew, effectively. It was a connection of my boss at the time in London, and I went along to the event. Instead of, you know, just leaving that all behind, I thought, well, what can we bring back to Australia? And being involved with beef, as I have been for almost a decade now, I thought this could be a really good event to sort of replicate. At Buckingham Palace, it was, you know, guards with trumpets and whatnot, and to crack off the finalists when they spoke too long after their pitches. But here today, we use stock whips instead. So we've put our own spin on it because of where we are in Australia and being in the rural industries.
You had a group of eight people pitching their ideas today. I'm assuming you had a ton of other people apply. So what was that process like? How did you break it down to these eight?
Well, we were actually quite overwhelmed by the volume of applicants that we received, and it's probably important to mention that it wasn't just local applicants. We received global interest, so from Europe, the UK, the US, some of which you saw on stage today. Really, it was about identifying the businesses that we thought would have the most ability to disrupt the industry, really quality ideas, but also maybe needing a little bit of help to shape that revenue model. What are the real drivers behind these businesses? Are they scalable? And, you know, to put some really high calibre judges in front of these people to help them sort of navigate that process.
So what now? I'm assuming there's going to be some mentorship role after this. Let's talk about that and then forward to the next one. What's next after here?
So the winners of the event today receive a range of sort of prizes that scale accordingly from first to third place, and that ranges from prize money, $5,000 cash. We've got a digital and social media content marketing company, Rogues Gallery, who are offering their strategic advice to help really bring to life the digital platforms that the winners are operating from, so making sure that they, you know, utilising the right channels to market themselves, because often these businesses are digital, and that's how you connect with consumers these days in many cases. And of course, KPMG is offering some mentoring services in terms of their professional advisory around, you know, executing business planning and so forth.
Fia, were you happy with today? Is this how you imagined it?
Yeah, I mean, we were absolutely blown away by the response. You saw today the room was not just full, but overflowing. And in interestingly, the audience ranged from the older ones in the industry right through to some of the younger guys. So I think that really reflects the interest that the industry has, and at different levels and ages and stages of the industry, everyone wants to know what's ahead of us, what's the next disruptive innovation that's going to change the way we operate as an industry. We should be supporting these smaller businesses because, you know, Uber started somewhere. You know, this is how it works. So, you know, let's see what it all brings.
I'm Heidi Smith and I'm from Iffley Station. I'm the owner and founder of All Quotes Direct. All Quotes Direct is a service that saves people time getting quotes from multiple businesses in their local area for everything we use in the beef industry: fencing, steel, four-wheel drives, motorbikes and many other products.
You had a funny story about how it came about. I understand that you had quite a few other business ideas first. So how did you come up with this one?
Well, after torturing my husband for years, I had a few boxes I wanted to tick with my business idea. And in 2016, my husband came in to get a quote. And after fluffing around in the office for an hour and swearing quite a bit, he said, you know, wouldn't it be good if there was just some sort of process that helped this? And I said, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. So I spent half the night planning my new business.
So what do people have to do? When you say All Quotes, it's for rural people chasing quotes, I guess. But
no, it's really for anyone trying to save time. It's for vehicles as well. It's for motorbikes. We will be taking it into other industries as well. At the moment, it is predominantly rural. It's for containers, sheds. So they really just have to go on. There's no login or password. They just complete the form, press submit, and they wait for all the suppliers to contact them. It's just so easy.
So your background isn't web design or any of these kind of coding mechanisms. So how did you put all this together?
Well, that's a very good question because I'm quite technologically challenged myself. I just had this amazing idea that I know will help people and support businesses, and I have a web designer, and it probably just proves that you can really do anything you want to.
If you're not successful in getting, you know, some of the funding today, what's next for All Quotes?
Oh, I feel like I'm already a winner. I think to just have this exposure for people to know about it, because I know it will help people, and that is my main aim today, for people to just know about it and use it.
Nick Dyer from Flux, you've just had your first crack at a pitch at Beef Australia's Pitch in the Paddock. We're having a quick break with deliberations with the judges. How did you go? Was it a bit nerve-wracking up there?
It certainly is nerve-wracking. I did my best to prepare for the event, but the nerves come on without any control sometimes, and makes it a bit more challenging, but I think it went okay.
Lots of value in what the judges said. How did you find that, taking on that feedback? Anything that stood out for you?
Yeah, absolutely. They made a lot of good points, and it is early days for us, and there's only so much you can talk about in 5 minutes. I could easily talk about what we've got planned for the next hour, but I'd hope to get around and catch up with some of them and get some of this advice and mentoring, because we definitely could do with some.
So definitely a well worthwhile experience. What's probably one takeaway listening to some of the other pitches and this whole event?
I think the sticking to the time, something that people didn't try hard enough to do with their pitches. You've just got a lot to get out there in a short amount of time, and I guess you've got to prioritise the information. Some people did it well, some people not so well. We'll see what the judges come up with.
Will you be lining up again soon?
Yeah, we'll do whatever I need to do to get a return for my investors and get this platform off the ground. I think it needs to happen for a whole lot of reasons. It's just something that's long overdue.
Hi, I'm Chris Bellage. I'm the CEO of Farmgate MSU, and I'm from Southern Victoria. Farmgate MSU is going to be Australia's first truly mobile on-farm slaughter unit. But more than that, we're coupling it with our branding so that we can actually truly take paddock to plate.
Are you aiming it at a premium level, or is it more, you know, the marketing around homegrown, home slaughtered, all of that?
Definitely targeting the premium market, but not so much in the traditional premium sense, but more targeting it to the flexitarians, the welfare conscious consumers that aren't looking for the Cape Grims or so forth from there. They're actually looking for meat that comes with the story of the farm that it's come from, such that they know how it was raised. And that's where Farmgate, the slaughter unit, is able to do that, because it's processed on farm. And then our brand Provenir will tell that story as well. So that's a customer facing brand. So that will there will tell the way it's processed, and then each farmer will have the opportunity to put their brands on the shelves.
So what's your background? How did you come into this?
Quite varied, but currently I'm a beef farmer down in Victoria. I have my own vertically integrated farming system. I grow cattle and sheep. I also have a butchery on farm as well, so I do everything with the exception of slaughter. So for me, it was the no-brainer to go down this path and see if I could develop it. But having said that, obviously I can't do it on my own. I'm very fortunate to have four other fantastic co-founders, and they range from veterinarians who are also meat inspectors to award-winning chefs to marketers to a barrister as well. So
people at the moment really want to know where their food comes from. They want the backstory. They want to put a face to it and know where it comes from. This must be a marketer's dream.
Yeah, for me, I've been doing it for 6 years under my own brand anyway. So, you know, Sage Farm, we've been running for a number of years, very small scale. So I know that the demand's there, and those customers are my friends that have developed over the last 6 years at farmers markets. But really, it's always been very scale constrained that, you know, I'm a small farm. We only do a number of head per week from there. So really, we needed a way that small farmers without a huge infrastructure outlay could actually be able to sell true paddock to plate. So that's the niche we're going for. And whilst it's a bit disruptive to the big players, really, we're a niche player that will target the whole story from there, and that's the market that we want to eke out.
You had some pretty constructive feedback from the judges today. What did they say, and how did you take it?
Oh, all feedback's good. So even people who say this is a bullshit idea, hey, that's great. Why do you think it is? Because that just allows us to learn. But we're very confident of our business model, and we've got fantastic investors on board who really believe in us. But the questions that they were asked, it was all around the financials, which due to proprietary reasons, we had to be relatively light on. It is a tricky business, producing beef. There's a lot of abattoirs out there that have a hard time filling the freezers and getting the access to the stock, or there's too much. So it's definitely a tricky business. I thought they were great questions. Really looking forward to having a bit further chat with Super Butcher. She's got so much experience. It would just be fantastic to, you know, pick that mind for a little while.
The opportunity that you've had here, I guess the feedback, we've spoken about that, and the fact that you can go and speak to Super Butcher must be terrific. But how important are these kind of opportunities for startups?
Look, it's fantastic opportunity, and really MLA and Beef Australia have been so supportive of this, and that's really great to see, because traditionally, you know, the meat industry is seen as a very slow moving organisation that wants to sort of bury its head in the sand. Now, by, you know, pitching the paddock and, you know, other innovative programs through the MLA donor company, the trend is really starting to turn. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to come in, and, you know, even being heard by the likes of the judges today, it was just fantastic.
I'm here with Frank from Vents Corp. Frank, fantastic pitch today. How many times have you got up and participated in this blood sport?
Before we raised our round, we met with 350 people, and I've probably done another 150 since. So there's a good 500 go-arounds. It changes every time.
Critical part, though, right, of making sure that you're on track. Changing every time, is that meaning that you're learning a little bit of something each time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a constant learning process of what, you know, how to message better and how to make yourself come off as more attractive.
You've found yourself here to Beef Australia. No one's going to be surprised that there's an accent there, and your other partner's from New Zealand. So what brought Vents Corp to Australia, and how did you get over here?
Yeah, we're super attracted to the Australian market. The north of Australia has the largest producers in the world besides Brazil. And so, you know, for us, it's a critical market. It's our key entry market.
What else makes the Australian producer attractive in an ag tech company?
Well, for us in particular, it's actually their pastoral focus. So there's a lesser focus at this point in time than the grain-fed that there is in the U.S. And so for us, that's a big focus in terms of our product value.
Great panel of judges here today. They were very thorough with their feedback. How did you find that feedback you got today, and anything you're sort of walking away with?
That was good. You always learn something. I think that a good judge asks you a question that hopefully you haven't thought of. And so when you get those it throws you off a little kilter a little bit, but at the same time, it's something that you need to think about a different perspective in your business. So definitely some lessons to take home.
Anything you're hoping to achieve while you're here at Beef Australia? You've done the pitch, you've got that under your belt. Looking for some partners, investors, what's the next thing for Vents Corp?
We're looking for partners. You know, we've got some partners in North Australia, but we're looking for more as we scale up next year. So.
And that's a great part of, I mean, you've got great traction, I noticed, in your pitch there. You've got a commercial trial in North Australia. Is that on the ground now, or is that something you're implementing at the moment?
We're implementing that in November this year.
Look, Frank, thanks for your time. Well done today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of Beef.
Thank you.
Excellent. Here with Jordy Nitsky of MEQ Probe. Fantastic pitch. It was really interesting. You could tell you had the crowd captivated. Sounds like you've done this a couple of times before. How long has MEQ Probe, how long have you been working on this idea?
So we kicked off about 18 months ago. And so over the past 18 months, been working with a number of producers, processors, retailers on building the technology out and making it more commercial.
Did you stumble across this idea, or how did you come across this and connect the dots with this technology?
So we came across just an incredible bit of technology within the Centre for Nanoscale Biophotonics, and they were measuring pH of cancerous and non-cancerous tissue, and we thought that's a great opportunity to measure the pH of meat. And then as we found out, as we started to correlate things like intramuscular fat and shear force, there's an opportunity to measure so many different things in meat in real time and on hot carcasses, which just gives the whole supply chain so much more lead time and logistics and cost savings it makes everyone so much more profitable.
Yeah, fantastic. You got some great feedback from the judges. I think a lot of positive stuff from Susan from Super Butcher, which is great as someone in the industry. How valuable is it to get that feedback from the judges?
Oh, it's always exciting when there's someone like Susan McDonald backing you in. It's a testament to Beef Australia to get the five judges they had. It's pretty high calibre. And it was exciting to get their feedback. And it was really exciting.
So some stuff you're taking on board and going to ruminate over the next little while?
Yeah, I'm keen to follow up all five of the judges and get more of a straight answer that they'll give it straight to us rather than with the crowd listening. But, yeah, definitely plenty to take on board.
Yeah, what do you think? They might have censored a little bit for you?
Oh, everyone's always nicer when you're in front of 500 people.
Yeah, good point. IP was something that was sort of questioned there. How much of a process has that been for you, and what was that securing that IP like as a process as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, sure. So it's fairly straightforward to submit a patent. We've got a good legal team that helps us out when they need to. So, yeah, we're lucky to have a good team in all aspects of the business.
Yeah, so it was just a straightforward process for you. There wasn't any sort of thing about proving the originality of the idea and things like that?
No, we didn't really have any difficulties around that. It's quite unique what we've built. I guess the design of the system is proprietary to us.
So what's next? Are you looking for more opportunities to get up there and pitch and some calls for people to jump on board in different ways?
Yeah, we're always looking for opportunities to get our idea out there and be known amongst the industry. I guess our biggest urgency at the moment is just to get it in a plant and get it working as soon as we can and adding value to Australian agribusinesses within the red meat industry.
Good on you, Jordy. Thanks for your time. I'm here with Robert from ProAgni. Robert, great pitch today. And how was the experience overall? Have you done this a few times now, getting comfortable with it, or is it still putting a few sweats on the brow?
I think if you're not nervous, you're not having a go. So I've done a lot of it, but I still get nervous. And the sweat breaks out and the lump in the throat increases every time. So it's good fun, though.
Yeah, fantastic. It's almost a bit like a sport, really, isn't it?
It's very much like I got the same feeling playing footy. So it's a good feeling.
Yeah, good stuff. And a great panel of judges. An excellent opportunity for feedback and to further your idea. Is that how you approached today with the view of getting the feedback? Or what was sort of the main aims of getting up here at Beef?
Definitely. You've got to be able to stand up there and expose your belly and take a few kicks if you deserve it. So if you don't learn from this experience, well, why bother doing it? So it's really valuable.
Yeah. What were some of the things that you're going to ruminate over the next couple of days that the judges brought up for you?
It's more about making sure our story is clear, concise, on message, same time, every time. that's really the main thing in making sure that we've got really good validation of the customer segment we're trying to hit. So
one of the things you brought up is that you said you were 20% cheaper than your competitors. How have you managed to achieve that? Was that a goal from the outset to come in at that price pace in the market?
It was about trying to just sit within the same market space. The way we've approached trying to get this technology into the marketplace was looking at the whole supply chain, so manufacture, distribution, and streamlining it. And a lot of businesses don't do that well, in my opinion. So we've really tried to make the product in the location where it's going to be used and make sure that it becomes easy access for customers and trim out all the too many fingers in the pie sort of scenario.
Where to from here? You're looking for more opportunities to pitch, and or what's some of the goals for ProAgni going forward in the next sort of 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, look, we're looking for exposure, and nothing greater than a pitch event like this to get noticed. So, you know, we're opening to conversations with potential investors and people that can help us make a difference and get out there and change the environment that we live in.
The five judges offering feedback and guidance were Ben Van Delden, Head of AgTech and Head of Markets, KPMG Australia, Glenn Richards, a vet, entrepreneur and investor who is also a shark on Shark Tank, Marcus Kalbetsa, founder and CEO of Bridgelane Group, Sarah Nowlett, founder and CEO AgThentic, and Susan McDonald, Managing Director, Super Butcher.
So the judges all came to a unanimous agreement that the winner of Pitch in the Paddock for 2018 Beef Australia was ProAgni. So ProAgni are a New South Wales startup developing a probiotic feed additive to boost livestock productivity. Robert Bell, Lachlan Campbell and Fiona Soulsby are the team that were there to pitch the event. And they're working with researchers and manufacturers to create this feed additive from beneficial microbes aimed at improving the gut health in grain-fed cattle and sheep. If they're successful, it would support animal health, accelerate dietary transition, and improve feed conversion. The additive is also being developed in a dry state to retain high beneficial microbe populations without refrigeration, so it's easily transported, stored, and administered. So this is something that's set to, you know, has an opportunity to really disrupt and innovate in the beef industry. And we'll take you now to have a chat to the winners, who are there, champagne in hand.
It means a lot. To be recognised by the industry in an environment like this is a really big deal for us.
So make working in a team like this, I'm sure you guys have seen some ups and downs. Things like this help you stay on the right path?
We've got a great team. We're supported by a bigger, broader team outside of just the three of us. And, yeah, look, it's just so exciting to have won the award today.
And what is the award? What is that? What is comes with the award? And what does that mean for helping you propel over the next 12 months?
It's massive validation around the concept, the ideas and the potential that they're trying to put forward. It gets us in front of people that are interested in what we're doing, can see value in what we're doing and potentially be part of what we're doing.
And the emotional scarring hasn't been too bad. Would you recommend for others that have seen this pitch today and want to have a go in 3 years?
The journey is worth it. It's hard work. This is nothing easy. 3 years later, it's overnight success. Yes, it's hard work.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy your success tonight, and thanks for your time. Glenn, great to have you here at Beef Australia at the Pitch in the Paddock. Great finalists today. How did you overall find the pitches that you were presented with?
Oh, look, it was really, really good, really exciting. I guess what we're looking for was people that were going to tell us about their story, their journey, how they're going to get to a commercial position and what the global impact was. And there's a couple of very, very exciting businesses amongst the whole lot, but the standard of pitches was fantastic.
Yeah, so what when you come here at an event like this, how is it different to something like, Shark Tank, for example, when you're on TV? And an event like this, is it a little bit more about nurturing the entrepreneurial spirit, or is it all about taking home that valuable feedback?
Look, I think it's a bit of both. I think, you know, Shark Tank, we position to be a little bit aggressive. Something like this, we want to nurture and foster entrepreneurship out anywhere that's happening in Australia, but at the same time you've got to give them a reality check and make sure they're thinking about the right things. No matter what happens, they're not here to be benevolent, they're not here to be a charity, they have to create something that's going to be sustainable and have a lifelong or a commercial likelihood outcome.
And so all of these pitches today were focused on the beef industry and on agriculture. Is there anything you see common amongst those sort of pitches that would differ from what you see generally in the city or more commercial other arenas?
Yeah, that's a fair question. I think at the end of the day, it's still about who. Have we got an entrepreneur that understands the industry they're operating in? Have they got the charisma to bring a team together? Do they know their competitors? So that's the same logic wherever you're listening to a pitch. What is it relevant? Is it relevant to the beef industry? And could it go global? Because beef industry is a global industry. And at the end of the day, it's the why. You know, are the numbers going to stack up for this person to spend a lot of their time and money and life on? And if I was an investor, would I back them? So it's the same questions you ask, whatever, wherever you are, anywhere in the world.
Great, Glenn. And there's some things that you're going to be thinking about on the flight home tonight. Anyone you're going to think you might get a business card or do a couple of follow-up calls with?
Look, I love the fact that the winner got there, because I am a vet. I do worry about antibiotic resistance, and I think what they're doing is trying to change out a bad practice into something that's still useful to feedlotters around the world.
So that's key, isn't it? It's again coming back to pitching that problem, and it's a real problem that needs solving.
It's a serious, you know, there are going to be more people dead because of antibiotic resistance. You know, they're solving a very good problem. At the same time, they're going to be commercial.
Here with Susan McDonald from Super Butcher, who was part of the judging panel here at Beef Australia's Pitch in the Paddock. Susan, is this a new experience for you, being on a judging panel like this, or have you seen a few of these?
Well, I've only seen them on TV before, and how lucky were we to have some of the other judges that we had, you know, like Glenn Richards. They brought it to a whole nother level, but it was really good fun.
It is a lot. You look like you are having a lot of fun up there, and all the panel. Like you said, there was some real known people in the startup community. But it's so important to have that beef industry experience as well. I think the finalists got a lot out of that. What did you see some promising pitches today? Is it given a bit of buoyancy about what's happening in beef?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there were some great ideas, and interestingly, the ones that probably tugged at my heartstrings the most weren't necessarily the ones that had the best pitch. They weren't financially ready to really be at this stage. But that didn't mean that they didn't have great ideas that would really make a difference into the day-to-day lives of people living in rural and regional Australia.
Yeah, great. And what's something that you were looking for when you were out there? You know, what did you have your ears pricked for?
Look, at the end of the day, when you're starting a business, it always has to be about financial viability. Great ideas are fabulous, but if you can't make it pay, then it's a hobby. And then you let your customers down as well. So I was really looking for ones that had really started to think through how are they going to commercialise their great idea.
Excellent. And anything that you've picked up yourself for your own business, was it a two-way street today?
I think my understanding was data ownership is a little bit yesterday, something that I'm very interested in. And also the connectivity piece with the new low-orbiting satellites over northern Australia. Thought there was some really good stuff in that space that we could be adopting for the broad-scale beef operations.
Susan, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for being a part of this. I'm here with Ben from KPMG, host company for the event today and also part of the judging panel. Ben, what did you think overall?
Oh, I thought that we had a really impressive lineup of the eight options today. I like the diversity in what we were seeing. And really interestingly, there's a couple of things that really stood out for me. And one was particularly the linkage to the user. So really informs a lot of innovation actually coming from the industry, which I think is fantastic. And some really globally scalable solutions, which is exciting. This is one of the best pitch groups I've seen come through.
It was a really high standard. All pitches were fantastic, and you could see how they all had absolute potential with their ideas. Positive that they were from the beef industry. What do you think the beef industry is doing to nurture this?
I've got to take my hat off to MLA and MDC. Like, as an RDC... lots of acronyms, but as an RDC, really proactively trying to drive innovation into the sector. This is my first Beef Week. When I walk around Beef Week, I see so much technology that's on show, and I stop and I listen, and I'm just hearing the word sensor, I'm hearing technology, which I think is fantastic. We only produce 2.5% of the world's beef, right? So it's got to be the best, and the data linkage to the consumer has got to be there. and what we're seeing here today and more widely at Beef Week is, I think, really it is world leading. You're seeing some fabulous stuff here.
Must have been hard to split the hairs out there in the judging room out the back. Can you tell us, give us a little bit of an insight without giving too much away about that decision-making process?
Well, it was a challenge. We had some really quality solutions coming through, but it was largely unanimous, actually, in terms of the order, 1, 2, and 3. To be honest, for me, it really came down to the global scalability. And ProAgni is addressing a massive human health issue. It's not quite how they're framing it, but it's really there. And the market is, I think, the biggest of what we saw coming through for the different solutions that were on offer today. So
was that something you had your ears pricked to as you were listening to the pitches? Is there anything in particular that you were looking out for?
Well, first of all, I always look for, is this solving a problem that's validated? And then secondly, I ask myself, you know, how can this be complementary with more challenges that the actual user has? So the ability to stack or scale the solution and be more relevant than just its single core purpose. And then thirdly, scalability. And that is absolutely where most of the Australian ag tech lets itself down, because it's designed for a solution in our market. What we saw today, I think, with particularly first and second and almost third as well, so ProAgni, MEQ, and WaterSave, you know, those products could absolutely go into markets around the world. The first two, I think, were solving problems that I'm not seeing a lot of other solutions in the market for, so that goes back to that innovation environment that we've got in Australia, really getting people to design solutions around, you know, actually validated problems rather than trying to replicate something else.
Look, thanks for your time. It's been a fantastic event, and congratulations to KPMG on and partnering with Beef on a event that's really showcasing the positive future ahead.
Well, thank you very much, and we're looking forward to being back in 3 years' time.
This podcast was produced by Cahoots Radio.